Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Italian, Season 1, Episode 27. Salve a tutti, buongiorno e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Ciao a tutti, sono Francesca.
Buongiorno, sono Katie.
We are back with another episode of Coffee Break Italian for you. Come state, ragazzi, oggi?
Sto bene, grazie. E Francesca, come stai?
Sì, anch'io, grazie Katie, sto bene.
Allora, oggi parliamo di lavoro.
Ah, lavoro.
Lavoro. What are we talking about today, Katie?
Work.
Work, indeed. Lavoro. Lavoro is the word for work, as I'm sure you know, and it's also a verb from the verb lavorare, to work. So lavoro can mean either work, as in the noun work, or I work, lavoro, the verb. And we're going to be talking about our jobs today to help you learn to talk about your job, answering questions such as che lavoro fai or dove lavori. And indeed, we'll be going on to talk about more jobs next time when we're talking about do you like your work and so on. But first of all, we need to learn some of the words and phrases to do with work. Allora, siamo pronti?
Sì, cominciamo.
Let's begin by thinking a little more about that verb, lavorare. Lavorare. Katie, can you tell us anything about this verb?
It's an adverb.
It is indeed an adverb. And do you think it's a regular verb?
Yes.
Good guess. It is indeed a regular adverb, which means it can use the same patterns that we've learned already for other adverbs. Therefore, we can say I work, you work, he works, she works, we work, and so on. In fact, let's give our listeners that challenge just now. We'll say the English, and then, Katie, you can give our listeners some time and then come up with the word yourself.
Okay.
Va bene?
Sì.
Okay. Allora, per cominciare, I work.
Lavoro.
Lavoro.
Okay. Then you work, and that would be the informal form. You work.
Lavori.
Bene. Lavori.
And then he or she works.
Lavora.
Sì, lavora.
And note that one can also be used for you formal, so lei lavora. And we'll be coming back to that in a little while. What about we work?
Lavoriamo.
Bene, lavoriamo.
And you work, you plural?
Lavorate.
Sì, lavorate.
And finally, they work.
Lavorano.
Bravissima, lavorano.
And note the stress there on that final one. Lavorano. They work, where the stress changes. So, well done. We have conjugated the verb lavorare. Lavoro, lavori, lavora. Lavoriamo, lavorate, lavorano. We can now talk about who works where. But when we are thinking about working, there's also another word we need to learn. And that's because sometimes we use a different verb for talking about where we work or indeed what we do for a living. And that verb is to do. Francesca, come si dice to do in italiano?
Si dice fare.
Fare. Now, the crucial thing that we've got to remember about fare is that unfortunately, although it ends in are, it's not quite a regular verb.
No.
This time, that means there's a different set of patterns, or some of the patterns are very similar to what we would expect with regular verbs that we've come across before. But with fare, it works a little differently. And it's maybe a good idea just to think of this as some vocabulary for now if you don't want to learn the full conjugation of fare. The most important one, to begin with, is the first person singular form. Of course, I do. So, Francesca, come si dice I do in italiano?
Si dice faccio.
Faccio.
So I do, faccio.
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 And if we want to ask a friend, what do you do, as in what work do you do, then we're going to use the second person singular, which is?
Fai.
You do. Let's hear it again.
Fai.
Fai.
So you hear the I ending that we recognise with lavori or parli or anything like that. But in this case, it's coming straight after the A of fai. So fai.
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 And what about the he, she, or indeed the you polite form?
Fa. Fa.
Uh-huh. So that's just fa, F-A. So we've got faccio, fai, fa.
Faccio, fai, fa.
Faccio, fai, fa.
Should we go on and do the rest of this, Katie?
Why not?
Why not? Come on. So let's try the we do.
Facciamo.
You could have guessed that, Katie, couldn't you?
I'm sure I could have. Facciamo.
Facciamo, yeah. Going from faccio in the I form, it becomes facciamo in the we form. Again, it's got an yamo ending, facciamo, but it's a little different. It's a little irregular. So facciamo, we do.
Sì, facciamo.
Facciamo.
And then things change slightly for the you plural form.
Yeah, it's actually regular. Fate.
Fate.
And then finally, the third person plural form, the they form. How do we say they do?
Fanno.
Fanno.
So we now are able to conjugate the whole of fare. Let's do this after Francesca.
Okay. Faccio.
Faccio.
Fai.
Fai.
Fa.
Fa.
Facciamo.
Facciamo.
Fate.
Fate.
Fanno.
Fanno. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if fa and fanno are the same as the words we were using to talk about when we had a sore something.
Certo.
It's a good question, Katie, and it's actually the same verb. So, like, when we say mi fa male la testa, what we are saying literally is my head does bad to me. I know it's not good English, but it's just the literal translation. So if we use it in the plural, i piedi mi fanno male.
Okay, thank you.
So a very useful word, fare. To do, but it also has a secondary meaning in Italian. It also means to make. But we're not going to talk too much about that just now because we're going to concentrate on using fare or fai, faccio, fai, fa, as I do, you do, he does, she does, and so on for the time being.
Okay.
Okay. Let's then think of a question. And Katie, we're going to put you on the spot here. We want to see if you can work out how you would ask the question, what job do you do? Okay.
Che lavoro fai?
Bravissima. Che lavoro fai? So, il lavoro is the job or the work. Che, we already know che as a question word. Che lavoro? And then fai, you do. And, of course, if you're thinking in English, what job do you do? We don't need to translate the do you do because it's just the second person singular of the verb. Fai. Che lavoro fai? What job do you do? And that's obviously how we would ask that in an informal way. How would we ask it in a formal way? Katie, can you work that one out?
Che lavoro fa?
È bravissima Katie oggi. Che lavoro fa?
So asking someone in a more polite way, in a formal way, what job do you do or what work do you do? Che lavoro fa? Let's now think about how we would answer that question. Che lavoro fa or che lavoro fai? To answer the question, we're going to use the I form of fare, faccio, I do. And the way we do this in Italian is say faccio and then say the name of the job. So, for example, if I were talking about being a teacher, I would say faccio l'insegnante, l'insegnante. So insegnante is the word for a teacher, the generic word for a teacher, but l'insegnante is the teacher. Faccio, I do, l'insegnante, the teacher. So I'm a teacher, faccio l'insegnante. Let's try repeating this. So I am a teacher.
Faccio l'insegnante.
Faccio l'insegnante.
And what about I am a nurse?
Faccio l'infermiere.
So that would be a male nurse. L'infermiere.
Faccio l'infermiere.
And if you were a female nurse, you would say?
Faccio l'infermiera.
Faccio l'infermiera.
Okay, let's stick with a medical profession and we'll say I am a doctor.
Faccio il dottore.
So obviously that's the male one again. Faccio il dottore. And a female doctor would be?
La dottoressa. Faccio la dottoressa.
Faccio la dottoressa.
Okay. What about if you were a waiter?
Faccio il cameriere.
So again, the male form, faccio il cameriere. And a female form, I'm a waitress.
Faccio la cameriera.
Faccio la cameriera.
What about if you were a business person, an entrepreneur?
Faccio l'imprenditore.
So the male version, faccio l'imprenditore. And the female version?
Faccio l'imprenditrice.
Faccio l'imprenditrice.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Stai imparando l'italiano, certo, ma vuoi imparare anche un'altra lingua? Did you know that you can also learn French, Spanish, German and Chinese with Coffee Break? Or if you'd like a quick espresso shot of another language, you can try one of our 26 one-minute language courses from Arabic to Zulu. For all your language learning needs, go to coffeebreaklanguages.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, let's practice this a little. We're going to begin by asking the question, what job do you do? And then we'll put Katie on the spot and ask her to respond, seeing that she is, well, one of many occupations. Let's begin then. Che lavoro fai, Katie? Let's pretend that you are a teacher.
Faccio l'insegnante.
Molto bene, sì. Faccio l'insegnante.
What about if you were a waitress? Che lavoro fai?
Faccio la cameriera.
Perfetto. Faccio la cameriera.
And finally, what about if you were an entrepreneur? Che lavoro fai?
Faccio l'imprenditrice.
Brava, this is really hard to pronounce. Faccio l'imprenditrice.
Benissimo.
Could you also use the word I am, sono, and say sono l'insegnante?
You can use verb to be, and very often in Italian we talk about our professions using verb essere. I could say sono insegnante, but it's very important that you don't use the definite article when you talk about your profession. So you can say sono insegnante or sono un insegnante with the indefinite article, but do not say sono l'insegnante.
Okay, so when you use faccio, you use l'insegnante,
sì.
the definite article.
Sì.
Okay.
Okay, so we have three options there. The first one with faccio.
Sì, faccio l'insegnante.
That time with the definite article, faccio l'insegnante. Or two options with sono.
Sono insegnante, sono un insegnante.
So thinking about the exact literal translation here, faccio l'insegnante, literally I do, l'insegnante, the teacher, or sono insegnante, I am teacher, or sono un insegnante, I am a teacher. Three options, don't mix them, make sure you get the right one. Sono insegnante, sono un insegnante, or faccio l'insegnante. Perfetto. Okay, the fact is, we've probably not covered all of our listeners' jobs. And the other fact is, it's probably going to be impossible to cover every possible job that our listeners may have. But what is very useful is if you're not quite sure of exactly what kind of job you do in Italian, then you can always say where you work. In response, perhaps, to the question,
dove lavori?
Where do you work? Listen again.
Dove lavori?
In that case, you might want to say, for example, I work in a restaurant. Katie, you can say that?
Lavoro in un ristorante.
Perfetto. Lavoro in un ristorante.
Or perhaps you work in an office.
Lavoro in un'officina.
Nearly there. Officina is a workshop in Italian. An office is ufficio.
I think your Spanish was perhaps influencing
perhaps.
You there, Katie. So an office again would be?
Ufficio.
So I work in an office.
Lavoro in un ufficio.
Mm-hmm. In un ufficio.
In un ufficio.
Perfetto. Lavoro in un ufficio.
Or perhaps you work in a post office, Katie.
Lavoro in un ufficio postale.
Sì, brava. Lavoro in un ufficio postale.
Or perhaps if you are the chief surgeon in charge of anesthetics, you don't know how to say that in Italian, so you could say, I work in a hospital.
Lavoro in un ospedale.
Brava. Lavoro in un ospedale.
Or perhaps you're a mortgage advisor. You don't know how to say that, so you could say, I work in a bank.
Lavoro in una banca.
Sì, molto bene. Lavoro in una banca.
Okay, you get the idea. We can always say where we work. If we're not quite sure of the actual occupation in Italian, we can explain, I work in a, and explain where you work. Now, you might also want to explain which company you work for. For example, you could say, I work for a large company.
Lavoro per una grande azienda.
Listen to that again. It's quite tricky.
Sì. Lavoro per una grande azienda.
Lavoro per una grande azienda.
And the alternative would be to work for a small company. So I work for a small company.
Lavoro per una piccola azienda.
Lavoro per una piccola azienda.
I've always loved the word piccolo, piccola.
Piccolino.
Piccolino. So a little company, piccolo or piccola here, because we're talking about azienda. Don't worry about that just now. We'll be coming back to talking more about descriptions in a future lesson when we're talking about big and small and so on. For now, let's concentrate on large and small companies. Lavoro per una grande azienda che si chiama... That is called, so you could be saying, I work for a large company called such and such. So, lavoro per una grande azienda che si chiama, non lo so, che si chiama Benetton.
Sì, possiamo dirlo.
Sì, non lavoro per Benetton io.
Neanche io.
So, we don't work for Benetton or indeed any other companies, but we're just using it as a linguistic example for the moment. So, I work for a large company called... That would be in Italian.
Lavoro per una grande azienda che si chiama Radiolingua.
Ah, una grande azienda.
Sì.
So I work for a large company called, whatever the company is called. Or I work for a small company called.
Lavoro per una piccola azienda che si chiama Radiolingua.
Questo è meglio.
Sì.
So that's the truth this time. I work for a small company called Radiolingua. Radiolingua, of course. Okay, so Katie, can we just repeat those two? I work for a large company called...
Lavoro per una grande azienda che si chiama Radiolingua.
Lavoro per una grande azienda che si chiama Radiolingua.
Perfetto. And what about I work for a small company? Miss Mel, make it Radiolingua too.
Lavoro per una piccola azienda che si chiama Radiolingua.
Lavoro per una piccola azienda che si chiama Radiolingua.
Benissimo. Okay, we're going to continue talking about jobs or perhaps one particular job in the Café Culturale for this lesson. So it's over to Francesca now.
One job we haven't taught yet is policeman, poliziotto. And today our Café Culturale is about Inspector Montalbano or... In Italian, Commissario Montalbano. Salvo Montalbano is a fictional character created by Andrea Camilleri. The short stories and novels were so popular that Montalbano even has his own television show, which began in 1999, and is still in production today. In 2012, nel 2012, an English subtitled version of the series was shown on British television, and episodes of the show have also appeared negli Stati Uniti e anche in Australia, in Francia e in Spagna. Montalbano, by nature, is a gruff man who takes his work very seriously. The stories are set in the imaginary town of Vigata in Sicilia, and Montalbano is representative of the island's charm. One of my favorite episodes is Gli Arancini di Montalbano, or in English, Montalbano's Croquettes. I'll tell you a little bit about the plot. While the end of the year is approaching, Inspector Montalbano would rather celebrate in the small town of Vigata, eating arancini at his cleaner's, Adelina, instead of going to Paris with his girlfriend. At the same time, a couple is murdered in mysterious circumstances, but apparently Pasquale, Adelina's son, is involved with it. Le avventure di Montalbano are hugely popular in Italy, so if you are interested in Italian culture, you should try to read some of the books or watch an episode of the show in italiano, ovviamente.
Benissimo, grazie Francesca.
Prego.
Okay, that is about as much as we've got time for on this week's episode of Coffee Break Italian. Allora è tutto per oggi, but before we finish, we have a challenge for you and Katie's going to tell you about that.
Yes, we do. This week, we would love for you to tell us a little bit about what you do. What do you work as? You can tell us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian.
And don't forget, as usual, we're also on Twitter at Learn Italian.
So you're answering the question, che lavoro fai? Or dove lavori? And we'll be delighted to read your responses. Allora, questa volta è tutto per oggi. Grazie molte e arrivederci.
Va bene, grazie a tutti. Ciao, a presto.
Arrivederci.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.